to Lala and Sweden. Because it would not...
This call is now being recorded.
It would not have published the same in its official report without having made those investigations and verified those facts. So we find this thing, this explanation, as simply a way of getting out of the iPhone. It will not work.
And then we understand that this goes beyond the 2021 Auditor General report. We are looking at 2019, 2020, 2021. And even reports say that Dom Levo, you know, to an extent, disallowed some 5 million Ghana cedis in allowances. And what is shackling or what is tying the present Auditor General at the moment, preventing him from doing so?
Well, he has to explain that to the public. We are not his lawyers. We do not speak for him. But what we know is that what he's doing is the subvention of the Constitution of Ghana. And the establishment law of the Ghana Public Audit General Act, you know, which is Section 17, gives him that power to disallow and say.
And is that to say that he's being tied by some forces behind the scenes?
As I said, he has to explain that. If there are some forces behind the scenes that are making it difficult for him to do his job, we will make it easy for him to do so.
By making it easy, is this process your means of making it easy?
It's one of the means.
What are the means?
Oh, we are going to be having a meeting with him on Friday, this Friday, to discuss how he intends to go about carrying out his constitutional.
If he fails to do so, if he delays, what then do you take about that? What's your final result?
Eventually, if he doesn't listen to us, we'll cite him for contempt of court. Because the Supreme Court has made a very clear decision that he has a constitutional duty to search us once it is allowed. So if he's not complying with it, he's in contempt of court.
Now, another question people will ask is, what stops you from reaching out to other institutions that have been established already to enforce such?
Such as what?
Yeah, such as the Office of the Special Prosecutor, you know, who can actually partner.
Yes, oh, but the first thing is that the Auditor General should do his job. So we are telling him, go ahead and do your job. If he's not doing his job, then that may be an option. But for now, he has to be made to do his job. And it is important that we do not allow him to pass the buck to another institution. He has a clear constitutional mandate to disallow and search. And all we are saying is that he should carry out his constitutional function. If he thinks that he cannot do it, he should just humbly resign so that the people of Ghana, through the president, will appoint someone who is ready and able to carry out his function.